Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke in the Eastern Townships. Today is the Sunday before the 11th of November, observed in Canada as Remembrance Sunday. And so today we shall leave off our studies in the Psalms of Ascents and call to mind, remember, those events and people who have shaped our nation. One of the Psalms says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven he looks down and sees all humanity. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. The one who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine."
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of justice and peace, at this solemn time of year, we assemble our thoughts together, mindful of the costliness of human history. In the face of hostility between nations and neighbours, you have come to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. He carried no sword, but called us to serve as peacemakers. In this time of reflection, renew in us the hope that you will turn swords into plowshares and lead the world you love away from making war for pride or profit. By the power of your Spirit, renew your promise of peace with justice for all peoples. God of justice and mercy, we confess that the world around us is in a mess. Nations turn disputes over territory into acts of aggression. Old enemies stir up conflict with their rivals. Threats of violence keep us all on edge. We confess we have not learned from past conflicts what leads to peace with justice among nations and neighbours. Forgive us and lead us in a better way. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." Friends, through God's mercy, our sin is forgiven. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us. Lord, as we turn to listen for your word, send your Spirit among us. Open our ears to your truth, our minds to your challenge, and move our hearts to live out that challenge. In the name of Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen. Lieutenant General Sir William Dobbie was Governor General of Malta during the Second World War. Malta is an island in the Mediterranean Sea, and at that time it lay in between the Axis powers of Italy and their occupied territories of North Africa. That made it of strategic value to the Allies, for it meant that from Malta it was easy to interdict Axis power convoys and air supplies crossing that particular sea. And that also meant that it was within very easy raiding distance of Italian and Nazi air power, vulnerable to air and sea raids. The Italian forces had overwhelming superiority, both in numbers and firepower. Yet Malta never fell to the enemy, and for their courageous stand, the whole island was awarded the George Cross. Sir William Dobbie, a committed Christian, realised the weakness of the island's strategic position, and that God alone was his present help in trouble. And so his first special order of the day, defining policy governing the defence of the island, read, "The decision of His Majesty's government to fight until our enemies are defeated will have been heard with the greatest satisfaction by all ranks of the garrison of Malta. It may be that hard times lie ahead of us, but however hard they may be, I know that the courage and determination of all ranks will not falter, and that with God's help we will maintain the security of this fortress. I therefore call upon all officers and other ranks humbly to seek God's help, and then in reliance upon him to do their duty unflinchingly." Those were the words of a Christian general engaged in the height of the Second World War. His Christian faith was a reality when under fire. He looked to God for strength in the tasks that he had to do. Although Dobby survived the Siege of Malta, the war took its toll and he was invalided home in 1944. Of course, there were others, so many others, men and women of faith who looked to God and were not delivered in that way. And still more were those who, whatever their belief, embraced a common cause in taking the fight to the enemy and who consciously or otherwise laid down their life for their friends. Let us remember them. We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Let us pray. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Words from John's Gospel, chapter 15. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other."
Oh, God, how we may just cross our road for years to come. Thank you.
2 weeks ago, I was in the nation's capital, Ottawa, and visited the Canadian War Museum. As part of Remembrance Day commemoration activities, the Canadian War Museum will host The World Remembers, a visual projection that presents the names of more than 4,920,570 military personnel from both sides of the First World War who died between 1914 and 1922. Today, we recall the millions of servicemen and women who gave their lives in both world wars so that we might enjoy peace today. And we also need to remember that there have been so many other conflicts since then. The Korean War, the two Gulf Wars in which our troops have fought. I was touched by the story of the many peacekeeping operations that Canadian forces have been called upon to carry out, and those who have lost their lives on such duties. It is good to remember those who had the greatest love, to remember their sacrifice. Around our communities in the eastern townships, you can find war memorials inscribed with names to keep their memory alive. Sometimes the names are written on our hearts, inscribed there by family memory or rehearsed story. So I think for myself of my late mother's eldest brother, who obviously had he lived would have been my uncle. His ship was torpedoed in the Mediterranean, and he was killed at the age of 18. We remember the sacrifice. But we must not forget those who are still suffering as a result of conflicts and the ongoing support they need. Military family resource centres provide support to all Canadian Armed Forces families, including those who have a loved one who's been injured or becomes ill while serving. And that includes support for children, parents and spouses of the ill or injured member, accessible emergency accommodations for the ill or injured member of the family, access to childcare during recuperation to prevent and alleviate stress, and assistance navigating through relevant programs and services, aid in developing positive coping strategies. We remember our support to those who are still hurting. But for all of us, we remember the sorry. We remember the sorry. The former Bishop of Birmingham in England, Bishop J.L. Wilson, was a Japanese prisoner of war in the Second War. He recommended three thoughts for us all to carry in our hearts on Remembrance Sunday. That we should be thankful for the sacrifice of others, that we should be dedicated to the work for peace and justice in the world, and that we should be sorry for human sin and evil. As we remember the sacrifice and support of those who have gone before us and who dwell among us, we remember how they point us to our own choices and values. We all have battles to fight in our own lives, our own choices to make, for which values to stand for. Those who follow the Christian faith are drawn into and inspired by the example of Jesus Christ. Greater love has no one than this, that one lays down one's life for their friends. But Jesus gave his life not only for his friends, but also for his enemies. As God, Jesus had no need to experience human suffering, but he did for all our sakes. He had no need to say sorry for our sin, but he turned to God on behalf of us all. He died to reconcile us to God by dying in our place, the perfect one for imperfect creatures. Jesus reconciled humanity to God through dying on the cross. And this reconciliation invites us to say our sorry for the sins we carry in our hearts, for the sins of our human race. And the promise of the gospel is this: as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. The grace in the gospel teaches us to say sorry for our sin, for our humanity's waywardness, and to work for a future that finds its destination in God. Amen. Let us pray. God of all the ages past, hope of years to come, We gather in this season of remembrance, grateful that you hold each one of us in your memory and your mystery, now and for all the time to come. Today we remember all those who have served to uphold justice and freedom in the wars of the last and this century, in conflicts of our own generation, and in peacekeeping and relief efforts around the world. We give thanks for those who have died in this service, and for those who still carry scars on body and on mind and on soul, having returned from conflict. We remember their courage, and we pray for their families who still ache for lives surrendered at great cost. We remember before you the victims of current conflicts, civilian and soldiers alike, hiding in forgotten corners of the world, longing for safety and peace. For victims of violence in our own country, still fearful and uncertain about what the future holds for them. We remember those around us who carry on under the burden of sad and hard memories, those weighed down by grief, disappointment, anger, pain, and loss. We remember those around us who struggle to remember day by day, those who fear forgetting those who matter most to them, and those who face the fear of being forgotten. Help us remember to reach out in comfort and support so that no one is forgotten. We commend to you the leaders of the nation, remembering at this time President-elect Donald Trump of the United States, that he, together with all who hold high office in the nations of the world, may be led into the ways of peace and of reconciliation. And now we offer the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.